004.
Simon Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Gimel, sorry. Simon Tzadik Gimel. We'll go to Siv Gimel. We're learning about being in the proper frame of mind for davening. Preparing yourself mentally for davening. Siv Aleph taught us that you really should sit a little before you start davening and just think about what you're doing. Think about who you're going to be talking to. Think about that you're Omid Lefnei HaMelech to ask for your needs. Like, think about it. In order to properly put yourself in the right frame of mind. Hasidim HaRishonim used to spend an hour doing it. We Paskin, you should spend at least some time doing it. And we said, maybe it's a Dinei Shmoneh Esrei, so maybe we're always doing this if we have Kavana during Pesukei Dezimra and during Birchas Kriyas Shema, and we have Kavana about what we're saying, and we're saying Mechgula L'Tfila, and we talk in the Mincha, we say at least Ashrei. So maybe we can really fulfill this din just by having kavana with whatever we say before Shmona Esrei. That was in Sif Aleph. Sif Beis talked about Eima and Hachno'a. You have to realize, I mean, you're going to the Ribbono Shel Olam to ask for your needs, and he can provide them, and he wants to provide them, but you're sort of nervous that maybe he won't provide them, so you have to feel the Hachno'a of someone that needs something. If you ever try to borrow money, you will know what this feels like. If you don't feel like what you feel like when you're going to borrow money for your mortgage, then you're not being Mekayim Desif. So that's Hachna'a. And Eima is, we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, that you say, Yivdu as Hashem B'yira, then you say, the Pasuk, Yivdu as Hashem B'simcha, and really only by the Ribbono Shel Olam can these two things mesh. And although the din starts off in Siv Beis that you have to have Eima, but you can't be lightheaded, you have to take this seriously, like this is not a joke, this is a serious matter, but then the halacha goes on to say Elam Yichtov Simcha. So the halacha itself requires that we combine Eima and Simcha, and we'll equate Simcha with Ahava, and that's the Rambam, and that's by the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have these two psukim, which actually talk about Avodas Hashem, which is davening. So it's Ivduas Hashem B'Simcha and Ivduas Hashem B'Yira. And how that meshes, we saw in our Bnei Yonah, and we won't go over it again, and also you have to think yourself how the Rambam, with realizing what Hashem does for us, and at the same time realizing that He's Kol Yochol, and he's so powerful, so that's the Eima. And you just, it bounces back and forth, really. It really plays against each other. The Eima brings to Ava, and the Ava brings to Eima. The Mechaber's suggestion for the Simcha is Divrei Tanchumen Shel Torah Somach L'Gulos Mitzrayim. This is taken from Rashi and Brachas, that we create that feeling of Simcha when we have the Gulos Mitzrayim, which we have by Shachris and by Arvis. And by Mincha is what the Mechaber goes on to say, O Somach L'Tilo L'David, Shekosav Bo Ritzon Yirei Av Yaseh, Shomer Hashem Eskalo Havav. So you say, wow, like, look what Hashem's ready to give me if I just know how to ask for it, and I attribute whatever happens to me to Him, and I talk to Him, and I have the Hachna and the Eima and the Simcha. So this is all the frame of mind you should be in by davening. That's Siv Beis. Siv Aleph talked about before davening, focusing on what you're going to be doing. Siv Beis talks about already to create your frame of mind by davening. Siv Gimel tells us, Ein omdim lehispalo mitoch din, velo mitoch halacha. Now really in Svarim, in non-halachic Svarim, they talk about that it's very choshev and good to combine Torah and Tefillah in that way, by learning before davening. And Badafka, you should learn before davening. Now, there's no steer to that. In fact, we're about to learn in the Ramah that learning before davening would be a fulfillment of the Simcha atmosphere you're trying to create, because of Pikudei Hashem Yishorim Asam Chelev. But But the din of the mechaber is that you have to be careful that if you're learning be'iyun or you're being mefalpel and you're involved in an inyan and you're not mafsik between the learning and the davening, then your mind's going to be bouncing around all the svaras. You said, in fact, the best svaras, right, are the ones we think of during Shemona Esrei. So whenever you're stuck with a kasha, just go daven. Ein omdim lehispalo mitoch din. Din probably means, it could mean a din Torah. We have different tainas, and you have to, like, weigh them against each other. Falo mitoch halacha, meaning pilpula shel halacha. You know, determining what the halacha is from a sugya. Shlo yehi libo torah ba. El mitoch halacha psuka, straightforward halachas. I don't know. I've yet to come across straightforward halachas. But even a Zehel Mekomon, which is brought down in the Sfarim, that that perek in Zvachim is picked because it has no machlokes in it. But I never understood that, because I could... There's machlokes about it. Every there's many points that there's machlokes about, right? In Lona San Loikev, that's a machlokes. If Shirayim's Ma'akev... If the dom of a Pesach is b'shvicha or there's plenty of machlokes.
Seder
Maroch
is a big machlokes.
Seder Maroch is a machlokes. That's only Alibud Abishol. We happen not to paskin the way we say it. No, I'm talking about Ezel Mekomen. It's brought down in Sfarim that it's believe machlokes, but I don't really understand that, because there is machlokes. It means no machlokes in the Mishnah, right? Okay. Anyway, straightforward halachas. So I don't know what that means. It means kitzah mishnah brura. I could be mauskir my shveres, olam hashalom. I put in a plug for his neshama. So you have kitzah mishnah brura, so it's not mesubach. It's a very nice sefer. And so that's halacha psuka. Hagah, v'haynu nami mitoich simcha. And actually, Sid Beis didn't talk about learning. It talked about the simcha that comes through gulas mitzrayim, and davening, saying Ashrei, but learning is also simcha. If you do the Hashem Rishon Misam Chelev, so you'll fulfill. So the Rama is saying you'll fulfill the union of simcha, but you have to make sure not to get involved and then to daven. Now, what's the shear? I mean, you're always davening. You're davening three times a day. It means not to go straight from the learning to the davening, without a hefsek of anything, because then you'll keep on knocking around in your mind the pilpul of the learning. But obviously you have to learn, and then you're going to go daven at some point later in the day. So it means without a hefsek. Sivdalid says as follows: Ha'oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. I once gave a drush on this. Let's see who remembers. That's a statement in Yerushalmi. Now, what does that mean? What is it referring to? So the first pshat, so the Mechaber's first pshat is Pirish Lagabi, the halacha we just said. That this, just like we just talked about going into davening from learning, and it's a simcha shel mitzvah, so Tzorchei Tzibur is called mitzvah. Now, that's a chiddush, because it doesn't have to be a mitzvah. You could be involved in very mundane matters. You could be involved in fixing a sewer pipe. You could be involved in very plain matters. But if it's tzorchei tzibur, it takes on the nature of a mitzvah in and of itself, and therefore the simcha shel mitzvah. Yosik bidvar mitzvah and pirish linyan lamud bitochol dispalul. That's an appropriate way to go into davening from. Shagamsu simcha ilo shosik b'tzorchei tzibur, because it has that character of a simcha shel mitzvah. L'chayra, the limitation of siv gimel would apply also. If in siv gimel we say that you shouldn't go into davening bitoch kulpulo shel Torah, that even though Torah is simcha shel mitzvah certainly, but your mind's going to be full of pilpul when you're davening, so you have to make sure there's a hefsek. So I'm sure the same applies to Siv Dalet. You're Yosik B'Tzorchei Tzibur, and you just got involved in things, and back and forth, and So you shouldn't go daven right away. You're not going to have a clear mind. Your mind's going to be torrent. What? We're not talking about now superseding. That's going to be the second shot in the Mechaber, where maybe being Osik with Tzorchei Tzibur has a din of Osik b'mitzvah potum and ha-mitzvah. That's the next shot. Now we're just saying that it's appropriate to go into davening from that. That created the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Hainu Linyan Deinu Tzorach Lifsok Lehispalel. That, again, the Lashon HaYerushalmi is Oisik B'Torchit Tzibur Koisik B'Torah Dami. So according to the second pshat of the Mechaber, that means, according to both pshatim in the Mechaber actually, we're giving Oisik B'Torchit Tzibur the nature of a Dvar Mitzvah. Even though, again, you're involved in a mundane matter, but the very fact that you're working for the Tzibur, it takes on the character of a mitzvah. The first pshat in the Mechaber was that it therefore creates an atmosphere, a feeling, an emotion, a context of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and it's appropriate to go daven after having done that. And the second pshat is that it mamish has the character of a mitzvah to the degree that we're going to apply the rule of Osek v'mitzvah, potum and ha-mitzvah. What's a little funny about the second pshat is that this is all based on what's pshat in the Yerushalmi that says Osek b'Torchei Tzibur is Kaisik b'Torah Dom, is Kaisik b'Torah. Now really Osek b'Torah doesn't have the din of Osek b'Mitzvah Potem and HaMitzvah. You have to stop learning in order to go daven. In other words, the Mechaber wants to say Osek b'Torchei Tzibur, your mamish potter from davening. You're talking to a face, a politician, you're involved. Really, Meikar HaDin, we'll see in a moment Halacha L'Maisa, that if you stop to eat lunch, you could stop for davening also. But Meikar HaDin, it's Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potum and HaMitzvah, and you don't have to, so you're Potum. Now, the question is, it's kind of funny to use Torah as the paradigm of that. Torah, you rather do have to stop for. So Elamai, there are people learning Torah who don't have to stop for davening. And that's people who are Torosanum Nosa. But that's not the regular din of Isaac B'Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah already. That's some sort of higher Ptura, that when you're Isaac B'Torah and you're doing that supreme value, so, and if you don't stop to anything else, and you don't do anything other than your most basic necessities, so then you don't have to stop for davening either. So why that should be picked as the, it's interesting that that should be picked as, according to this second pshat, that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, it means Oisik B'Tzorchei Tzibur is Ka'osik B'Torah and Torosa Umnaso. It's really just a regular din of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Chotem and HaMitzvah. I think it's
Ketzos. Maybe theoretically, even Torah had the concept of the Svara that, okay, so say a pasuk, isn't there a Svara that by Torah, because of the nature of Torah, that every word is a mitzvah, every pasuk is,
yeah,
say a pasuk,
I never saw that Svara. The Svara by Torah is that the reason there's no din of Isaac B'Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah is because the whole, part of the value of Torah is Lomen Almanas Lasos. So it would be strange, it would be almost contradictory to keep on learning and not do the mitzvah. So
I saw a Shandra does, he brings the Shin of Gorn.
Says that
each
yeah, so.
I
so what?
So he says that
the Shatin
Sukkah,
where
the
Derek Tavis
said,
Right, but that's a psychic question. It's a side question. Yeah, that's true. What does it have to do with this din?
So by
Torah, you
say that each
ace
is a separate
mitzvah,
but by being
placed in the Torah, you can't say. What is? I don't know. Okay, I don't. What does every oz being a separate mitzvah have to do with this halacha?
Because you don't say that by being oisid. You can't make the same in being oisid for
Torah.
You can't say that.
Anyway, the Rishalmi says oisid b'tzorch etzibus kosik b'torah. According to the second pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, it means that when you're oisid b'tzorch etzibus, you potter mina mitzvah. It's ironic because by Torah there's no din of oisik mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. It's a din of terosah yom nosah, which is a separate halacha. So it's just weird for the Yerushalmi to have said the din in this way. Did you have a teretz to that? What? Do you? Okay. It's not shelan. It's kasha. L'maisa, it means there's a din of Isaac b'mitzvah potter b'na mitzvah by Isaac b'tzorch and tzibur. Just as there is by Tarasa Yom Nasa. Okay. The truth is, but the l'maisa is that, I mean, it could be the nafkamina is in what I'm about to say, that the l'maisa is that if they, just like by Torah, it's only if Tarasa Yom Nasa and you don't stop to anything else. So surely by Isaac B'tzorch and Tzibur also, I said, if they stop to eat lunch and they stop to take a break, so they could stop for davening also. That could be. I mean, that's always like that. That there's a limitation on Isaac B'mitzvah, Potter B'na Mitzvah. So it's true. Normally, Isaac B'mitzvah, Potter B'na Mitzvah, you say, even if you stop to break. Because there's an assumption, the Rishonim say, that let's say you go to sleep at night. You're traveling to do a mitzvah, and you go to sleep at night. So we don't say that you mechuyev the mitzvah, and you stop to sleep. So you have to, if you stop to sleep, so how come you don't have to do the mitzvah? So the Ran speaks out, you're stopping to sleep is giving you koyach. You're resting in order to prepare for the mitzvah you have to do the next day. So it's all part of the oisik b'mitzvah. So, and I'm talking about oisik b'tzorch etzibur when they stop to break. Not altsu koyach. You just take a break, that's all, because you can't sit for so many hours. So they should daven too. I think a more practical, if it comes out like that, you know, if it comes out that you're oisik b'tzorch, you can miss davening too. Many times it can come out that you have to miss minyan because of it. So that certainly would apply. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. What? If what's not a the oisik b'tzorch etzibur, yeah, that's always a rule. If you can do it another time, then a chalani. That's always is true. That's or if someone else can do it, so you let them do it and you go daven and you switch off. That's always true. Suka Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay going on Sif Gimel Shein Bo Iyun Velo Machlokes. Yeah, find me that halacha. Yeah. Kadesh Lo Yitvur Al Yedei Zeh B'Tfilah. Your mind shouldn't be. The famous story of the Gra, the Rav Chaim Volozhin writes somewhere, that's something he couldn't figure out, a Zohar or something, and it came to him during davening. And then afterwards he tried to remember it and he couldn't, or he was mispalel that he should forget it, something like that. And then it came back the next time and he pushed it out of his mind, and then he got it later. Some such story. But the Eved, if he was learning, and then all of a sudden a minion formed, and it's good for him to daven now, so l'maisi is probably moyam. I'm saying, I don't know how, I'm adding to the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know how practical, there's always a break, you're always going to say at least Ashrei. I mean, no matter what you that. The very smallest hefsek is mincha, and I'm sure Ashrei is a good enough break. So I don't know. Okay, ubeprat achshav shemachavne kol kach b'tfila. You always have that to fall back on. V'lo yizhiru el lechatfila shlo yasuk b'kulpul koydim atfila. Okay, I guess you have to make your own hashara. Maybe Ashrei is not enough. If you're really into something and you're learning with a chavrusa, or you go to Rav Safra Shir, and then Ashrei is not going to do it for you. Where is he? Tell him I gave him a plug. Ashrei is not going to do it for you. Linyan Lambo. So some say the statement of the Yerushalmi that Isaac B'tzorch Tzibur is Isaac B'Torah told me is that Linyan Lambo mitoch Isaac B'tzorch Tzibur. It's an appropriate introduction to davening. It It's an appropriate thing to do before you daven. Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. It should be like a halacha psuka. You shouldn't be in the middle of 20 things and pull them and, you know, horse trading, whatever the politicians do. Even if he's involved in a heavy thing. Okay? And some say l'inyan that you don't have to stop to daven, the chayim posku achronim, l'spal, v'afilu miyavar zman atfila, because that's part of oisik mitzvah, part of an mitzvah. Imein shom mishi yishtadil elohu. That's always a qualification. There's no one else. The ein tzorich l'spal mincha shtayim, very important point in the Mishnah Berurah. When you say oisik mitzvah, part of an mitzvah, it's potur. You don't have to make up the davening. You make up the davening if you were mechuyev to daven and you were an ones or a shogeg and you didn't daven. But if you were technically potter from davening, then there's no din of making up. So here is what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. If you were Isaac Mitzarchi Tzibur and you miss Shachris, for example, you don't daven mincha twice. Kivin shebishas chol vosa, but you're potter mimeno min adin, ein tzorech l'tashlumin klal. No din tashlumin. When you're potter. I don't know. I would have to check that out. I mean, I could see the chakira, you know.